The Green Hornet. He hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies who try to destroy our America. With his faithful valet Cato, Britt Reid, daring young publisher, matches wits with the underworld, risking his life that criminals and racketeers within the law may feel its weight by the sting of the Green Hornet. Ride with Britt Reid in the thrilling adventure, Fodder for Headlines. The Green Hornet strikes again! Was returning from a trip to Chicago. On the eastbound plane, he met James Conway of the prosecutor's office.
You know, Reed, I'm mighty glad we happen to be on the same plane. It's given us a chance to know each other better.
Well, I learned a great deal about you when you ran for office.
And in spite of what you learned, your newspaper got behind me, huh?
Well, the Sentinel was behind you because of what we learned.
Reed, you've made several remarks that belie your reputation.
Indeed?
Yeah. I really think there's a serious streak beneath your...
You mean I'm not a 100% playboy? Shall we make it 90%?
I don't know, Reed. Perhaps 90% is far too high. I have an idea you're a whale of a lot more than 10% newspaper man.
Oh, thanks. I wish my father could hear you say that. By the way, what were you doing in Chicago?
Why do you ask?
You've been pounding night and day on your crime investigation. You didn't take a week off because you wanted to follow the Yankees.
No, I haven't time for baseball. How did you know I'd been in Chicago for a week?
You want to tell me what's behind the trip, or shall I turn my bloodhounds loose to get the facts?
Oh, no, Liv.
A publisher is ethically bound to respect things that are told him in confidence. But when our paid reporters dig up facts, we feel free to publish them.
Now, Reed...
Relax, Conway, I'm on your side. If you can smash the graft and gambling in our city, you can count on the Sentinel to back you for any office you want.
Well, frankly, Reed, I did go to Chicago in connection with the investigation.
I could guess that much.
Have you ever heard of Lippy Ryan?
Yes. He used to work for Marty Slotkin at that roadhouse.
That's right.
Things got too hot and Ryan skipped out of the state. Never knew what happened to him after that.
He was picked up in Illinois. He's just finishing a term in Joliet.
Ryan could tell an awful lot.
You think he could?
Conway, you and I both know what Slotkin's Roadhouse is.
A gambling place.
It's one of many gambling places. Slotkin controls gambling, and he gets away with it because he pays off in the right places. Am I right?
Yes, you are right.
We have a lot of officials who should never hold public office. They wouldn't hold it if the voters would take the trouble to investigate the candidates before election.
We'll be rid of a number of those crooked officials soon after I get home. I have evidence to make an airtight case against Marty Slotkin and his whole gang.
Lippy Ryan talked, huh?
He gave me all the evidence I need in the form of records, documents, and affidavits.
He must have used persuasive measures.
Well, Ryan is due for parole. I had enough on him to kill his parole and keep him in jail for the rest of his life. I told him if he didn't talk, I would. He talked.
There'll be some big news breaking.
Now remember, I've confided in you, Ryan.
I respect your confidence. But I hope you'll let the Daily Sentinel have first crack at the story when it breaks.
That's fair enough. Well, Reed, you confide in me.
Confide in you?
Tell me all you know about the Green Hornet.
The Green Hornet?
Surprised you, huh? You're not fooling me, Reed.
I'm not.
Your newspapers offered a reward for the capture of the Green Hornet. And some of your leg men have actually had notes from him. I'm convinced that you know a few things about the Hornet that have been withheld from the police.
Oh, I see.
And as soon as I've smashed the Slutkin outfit, I'm going after the Green Hornet. May I come to your help, Reed?
The Daily Sentinel is always ready to help a man like you.
Fine. I knew I could depend on you.
Oh, is someone meeting you at the airport?
Yes, my daughter. Can I give you a lift into town?
No, thanks. I was about to offer you one. Mike Axford's meeting me.
Say, miss, I'm meeting a man that's coming in from Chicago. Could you tell me what time the 3:20 plane is due?
3:20.
Oh, I see. Thanks.
I think you were paging me. I'm Polly Conway.
Oh, we have a telegram for you, Miss Conway. Sign here, please.
Say, miss, are you Jim Conway's daughter?
Why, yes.
I'm Axford of the Daily Sentinel. I know the prosecutor.
Oh, you do? Well, hello.
Hello. By golly, you should be proud of your father. He's doing a two-fisted job. Before he's through, he'll put all the crooked sheriffs and grafters out of business. And he'll smash the gambling ring, too.
Telegram. Do you mind?
Oh, no, Miss Conway. Go right ahead and read it. I heard that your father had gone to Chicago. My boss was there, too. If they're on the same plane, maybe...
Oh, darn.
Well, I hope you got no bad news.
Father missed the plane. He's coming in by train.
Oh, no, that's too bad.
Oh, well. It doesn't matter much.
You got a car? Do you want to live with me and Reed?
Thanks, Mr. Axford. My car is in the parking lot.
Flight 28. Wait.
Federal Airlines announces immediate departure
from Westbound Flight 27. Flight 27
is now boarding at
gate
3.
Sorry, mister, but you're in the wrong car.
Howdy, Miss Conway. See, you got the telegram my pal sent from Chicago.
Your pal?
Get in. Drive your car.
Now, look here.
I'll do what he says, lady. You'll sit between us.
Gun.
Do as you're told, sister. Get in.
You two are asking for trouble. My father's...
We know who your father is.
Is this an abduction?
Behave yourself, or it might be an accident. A fatal one.
It was nearly noon of the following day when Britt Reed's secretary, Lenore Case, entered the young publisher's office.
Not at home, huh?
Britt was at the phone.
Very well. Just tell her I called. Yes, Britt Reed.
That's strange.
What's wrong, Mr. Reed?
Well, Axford met Miss Conway at the airport yesterday. She was there to meet her father.
The prosecutor?
Yes. She received a wire from her father saying he'd missed the plane to Chicago. So she didn't wait any longer. She left.
Well...
Her father didn't send a telegram, and he didn't miss the plane. He arrived with me. When Axford told me about Miss Conway, I called the house. She wasn't in. She hasn't been in since.
Oh, golly, Mr. Reed. What does Conway say?
No statement.
Where's Axford?
I used to go to police headquarters to start a quiet search for Polly Conway's convertible. Then he was to try to get a statement from James Conway.
A statement about the missing girl?
Any kind of statement.
Don't crowd me! Oh. Well, come on!
Look who's here.
Reed! Gilligan got nosy, so I brought him in with me. Boss, what's the idea of sending this smirking baboon on, quote, a secret confidential mission, the results of which is to be made known only to Britt Reed in person, unquote.
Axford, you don't need to hold out on Gilligan. I have no secrets from him. That is, practically none.
Oh, Mr. Reed, I think someone just came into the outer office. Shall I go see?
Yes, please.
I'll say that you're in conference.
How about James Conway, Axford? Did you get a statement?
He didn't talk to me, Reed.
James Conway? I got a statement from him this morning.
You did?
Sure. I sent Larry to learn how Conway made out in Chicago.
Hey, Cunningham, how did you know he was in Chicago? That was a secret trip.
How did I know? A newspaper man has to have ways of learning things. I knew it when he bought his ticket to Chicago. I knew he went there to contact a mug named Ryan in the hopes of getting evidence to smash Marty Slotkin's gambling ring and expose the politicos that have been protecting him.
I see.
How did I know?
Well, if you managed to learn all that, Slotkin may have learned a few things.
Slotkin needn't worry. Conway's investigation is washed up.
What's that? Washed up?
Yeah, he didn't get the evidence he counted on. His statement appears in the Bulldog edition.
Oh, golly, Reed.
Gunnigan, I came in on the plane with Conway, and he told me he had everything he needed to convict the Slotkin outfit.
I see. That was before his daughter disappeared, wasn't it?
How did you know about that?
Excuse me. Yes, Miss Case?
Mr. Conway is here, and he'd like to see you, Mr. Reed. He says it's very important.
Send him in.
Hey, Reed, did Casey say something about Conway?
He's here. Now, both of you sit down and let me do the talking. Hello, Conway.
Oh, if you're busy, Reed.
Please, come on in. You met Axford yesterday. Gunnigan's the city editor.
Yes, sir.
Sit down.
Reed,
Well, Gunnigan just told me you made a statement this morning.
That's why I came here. I'd like to speak to you privately.
Well, I've just shared my inside information with Gunnigan and Axford.
But Reed,
you remember what I told you yesterday, Conway? You'll find both Gunnigan and Axford on your side just as I am.
Very well. I suppose you were at a loss to understand why I issued a statement to the effect that I had nothing against Slotkin.
It wasn't hard to understand. When did you hear from the men who are holding your daughter?
Good Lord, Reed, you know about her.
Yes.
Her car was in the garage this morning. There was a note on the steering wheel.
Telling you to destroy the evidence you've collected?
Telling me to be alone in my home at 9 o'clock tonight to receive further instructions. Unless I follow those instructions, my daughter... Now, look here, Reed. I'm human, that's all. I gave my son to defeat Japan. The shock of his death was too much for my wife, and I lost her, too. Polly's all I have left. To smash crime and gambling, I'd sacrifice money and position, but I'll not sacrifice my daughter. I propose to meet Slotkin's terms. You can ruin me if you want to. I can't help it.
We don't want to ruin you, Conway. You're too good a man. Get your daughter back. Then we'll help you do something about Marty Slotkin.
I hardly dared hope you'd take this attitude. I thought newspapers published all the news they could get.
You'd be surprised, Mr. Conway. You'd be surprised.
That evening, Rick Reed was in his apartment with Cato, his faithful bud, the only person who knew him as a Green Hornet.
You see, Cato, aside from Conway and Slotkin's gang, Gunnigan, Axford, and I are the only ones who know that Polly Conway has been abducted.
Will that make it difficult for Green Hornet to act?
There's just one way I can move, Cato. I've got to make Conway believe that the Green Hornet is working with Slotkin. It'll mean one more crime credited to the Green Hornet.
We'll continue our story in just a moment.
Thank you.
Now to continue our story. Stepping through a secret panel in the rear of a closet in the bedroom, Britt Reed and Cato went along a narrow passageway built within the walls of the apartment itself. This passage led to an adjoining building which fronted on a dark side street. Though supposedly abandoned, this building served as the hiding place for the sleek, super-powered Black Beauty, streamlined car of the Green Hornet. Britt Reed pressed a button. The great car roared into life. A section of the wall in front raised automatically, then closed as the gleaming Black Beauty sped into the darkness. Britt Reed went into action as the Green Hornet. With Cato as his side, he moved through the night in the super-powered car, the Black Beauty. He guided it through the dark streets of the city to an alley in the rear of Conway's home. Leaving the Black Beauty in the darkness, he crossed the gardens to a terrace where a French door opened from Conway's study. Conway turned in response to the Green Hornet's rap. He saw the mask of the Green Hornet, then opened the door.
You, the Green Hornet.
You were waiting for someone, weren't you?
I expected a phone call.
I came in person.
But you, I never suspected that the Hornet was behind the organization.
There's a lot you don't suspect. Where's the evidence you brought from Chicago?
It's here in my desk drawer. I'll get it.
All right, put your hands up.
Well,
that's it. Now take off that mask.
You'd better consider the life of your daughter.
When I've learned your identity, I'll be the one to dictate terms. You'll send my daughter back to save yourself.
Sorry, Conway. I left the door open just in case you tried a trick. I've got him. Come in, Cato. He's out cold.
Well, good thing I carry extra gas weapon.
Yes. Now, I don't see what's in this briefcase. Probably evidence against Slotkin. Keep an eye on Conway. Don't give him any more gas. I don't want him to be unconscious very long.
Very well.
Cato, look at this. Affidavits, photographs, account books. Cancel checks, receipts. Well, there's enough evidence to blow Slotkin's gambling syndicate right out of the county.
What is this map?
It looks like a crude road map. What? Slotkin's phoning right on time. I hope I can make him think I'm Conway speaking. Hello?
Is that you, Conway?
Who'd you expect to find here?
Are you ready to bring the stuff I want in exchange for the girl?
Where shall I bring the evidence?
Get this straight. Drive past the roadhouse to a dirt road. Turn left on that road till you come to a small, unpainted farmhouse. First one on the left.
There's a road map showing the location.
There is, huh? I knew everything. Well, go to that farmhouse. There's a tunnel connecting it to my roadhouse. My men are satisfied, they'll bring it to me through the tunnel. Right to my office. Now, just to let you know, the girl is here. I'll let her speak to you.
Joe, bring the girl to the phone.
You beast!
Here, say hello to your father.
Dad, don't deal with these crooks.
That'll do. Take her away.
Oh, you...
All right.
Come on.
I'll be waiting, Conway. Now, Joe, you can put the girl back in the tunnel.
Come on. Stop, you struggling. Hey,
Marty, you sure she can't get out the other end?
Tie her up good and tight, Joe.
I will.
What'll we do with the girl? Can't let her go. She knows too much.
As soon as I get the evidence from Conway, I'll let him take the girl and start toward the city. Only he won't get there.
No?
No. Close that panel and the girl's tied, Joe.
Yeah, she's tied.
Yeah, no one would suspect there was a hideout behind that bookcase.
I was just telling Steve about the plans. And Conway gets the girl. He's got to cross the Cayuga Bridge on his way home.
Yeah?
So he goes through the guardrail. His car drops 150 feet.
Mm.
And he and the girl are found. People will say, imagine James Conway driving while he's under the influence of liquor.
You got that part fixed?
You boys will fix it. Now, sit down. I'll give you instructions.
In the meantime, Britt Reed and Cato had left James Conway unconscious, but they waited, watching from the terrace until he recovered and staggered to his desk. Conway quickly realized that the documents that were to buy the life of his daughter had been taken by the Green Hornet. He was stunned. He sat for a moment at the desk, and then he saw a paper of matches. He picked up the phone and called police headquarters.
Calling police headquarters, Cato.
That's good.
With the documents gone, I hope he'll take steps to get his daughter back. If he does, it's our move.
Hello. Hello, police headquarters. This is James Conway speaking. The Green Hornet has just left my home. Now listen to me. I think I know where to find him. Send a couple of cars loaded with men and riot guns right away. I'll tell you where it is when you get here. This is once, there'll be no tip-off in advance.
Come on.
Yes, sir.
Get in, Cato. I'll drive.
Yes.
Conway's going to shoot the works. We've got to get to Slotkin's ahead of him.
Conway, are you sure it's the Green Hornet?
Actually, what are you doing here with the police?
I was at cops headquarters when you called. By golly, if it deals with the Green Hornet, count me in.
You said you knew where to find the Green Hornet, Mr. Conway. Yeah,
listen to me, all of you. When the Green Hornet was in my library, he dropped a paper of matches from Slotkin's roadhouse. We're going to raid that place.
Oh, we've been there before.
Yes, and Slotkin's always had a tip-off.
But we haven't got a warrant.
Warrant, my eye. We don't need a warrant to go after the Green Hornet. He's the one we're after.
No, you're talking.
We're going to hit that place hard and fast. Win from all sides. And, listen, boys. Slotkin is holding my daughter as hostage.
What?
Her life may depend on you. Now get into your cars and follow me.
All right.
Britt Reed drove past the roadhouse, then made a left turn into a dirt road, heading for a small farmhouse. Two hard-faced men on guard.
There's a car coming, Jake. Maybe that's the guy the boss is expecting.
Yeah. Come on outside. We'll meet it.
All right. Can't see who it is with that confounded spotlight on us.
Hey, yo! Turn off that spotlight!
I will when I've looked you over. Stay right where you are.
Hey, that mask!
Take it!
Hey.
Green Hornet,
here's another. I'll show you.
Yeah. Cut those lights on the car.
Yes, sir.
That's it.
Is anyone else around?
Only two men are supposed to be on duty.
Both are unconscious.
I'll give them a shot of gas so they'll stay that way for a little while.
There might be others around, so keep your eyes open.
Yes, sir.
According to the information Conway had, this house hides the entrance to a tunnel that leads directly to Marty Slotkin's office.
Is that right?
A tunnel is Slotkin's hiding place. That's where he'll probably have Polly Conway.
The girl may be killed when police arrive.
That's why I've got to find her first.
But you have little time.
I know it. The police will strike in a few minutes.
It's a raid!
The fighting prosecutor and two carloads of police with sawed-off shotguns closed in on Slotkin's place from all sides.
Get back against that wall and you'll not be hurt.
Want trouble? Go for a gun.
Have everyone who works here.
There goes one of them.
There goes two, boys. Get the Slotkin's office and hurry.
Steve raced to the rear rooms, dodging among the gaming tables to a soundproof door where he pressed frantically at a signal button. Slotkin opened the door.
What's going on?
Hey, it sounds like a raid.
It is a raid. Let me in. Close the door. Marty. Marty, it's Conway and a raiding squad.
Why, that double-crossing...
We gotta get out, Slotkin. Let me out through the tunnel.
They saw me come here. They're at the door.
They're smashing it. They'll break it down.
Hey, don't lose your heads. I still hold Trumps.
The girl.
Yeah. You say Conway's at the law?
Yeah.
Listen. Tell Steve you get in that tunnel, see?
Sure.
Okay, boss.
I'll stand right here and meet Conway. I'll see if he really means to go through with this.
He means it all right.
He may think I'm bluffing. I'll show him.
The door will smash in a minute.
Open the bookcase. Get in that tunnel right there. Conway takes me in, his daughter will pay.
Hurry up. The door is giving away.
I'll get the secret exit. Open it. Hey, what's the...
Going somewhere?
The Hornet. How'd he get here?
How'd you get in that tunnel?
I'm here to see that you punks stay in that office to meet the law.
Oh, there goes the door.
Let me out. Let me out.
Not a chance.
Get your hands up.
All right.
Conway, you'll kill the girl.
She's in here.
Hey, the Green Hornet, my daughter.
Yes, come and get her.
Let me out of here. Please let me out.
Take it easy, Polly. You have nothing to worry about. Your father and the police have the situation well in hand.
But they may not
They know you're here. They'll find a way to open that secret door to rescue you in a few minutes. I need those minutes to get to the other end of this tunnel. Here, take this briefcase.
Oh, what's this?
It belongs to your father. It'll put the Slotkin gang away for keeps.
Scotty Reed, you should have been there. We came within an inch of getting the Hornet. We chased him through that tunnel to where it came out of the farmhouse, but his car was there waiting.
Axford, you mean to say the Hornet got away again?
Yeah, but Reed, it was close.
Well, what about Polly Conway?
Oh, she's all right. She wasn't hurt.
And Conway's evidence?
Oh, golly. The stuff he's got piled up against Slotkin and his gang. They'll be in the who's go from now on.
But Axford... What side was the Hornet on?
That, Reed, is what I don't get. Conway says he was working for Slotkin. And Slotkin says the Hornet was working with Conway. Me? All I know is that if the Hornet hadn't cut off the escape of them lugs, Polly would never have seen the light of another day.
These copyrighted dramas originate in Detroit, and all characters, names, places, and incidents used are fictitious. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.